Now, obviously, when most people close their eyes and picture a farm, this is nowhere near that.
Correct. Looks a whole lot more like a farm inside.
We're actually already inside a dark and damp old factory warehouse on Indy's Near East Side. What Project Manager for Sustainable Local Foods, Jim Bloom, means is inside the greenhouses they're building within the warehouse.
But right now, it's taking an old building and making it where we basically take an indoor farm or create an indoor farm in here and create a sustainable environment for plants on a year-round basis.
We step inside the temporary greenhouse made of 2x4s and plastic sheeting.
Here's what it will look like, or does look like.
Rows of dark green basil plants sit atop a trellis of plastic pipes and bask in the glow of LED lights. Regulating the balmy 70-degree temperature over the winter has been an early challenge for the growers. That will be easier once more permanent grow houses are up. But still, these are some well-pampered plants. Constantly under ideal growing conditions, Sustainable Local Foods will eventually be able to grow the same amount of produce as a 15-acre farm in just 30,000 square feet, all just a few miles from downtown. Dense hydroponic operations like this have been pegged as a possible more efficient and reliable source of food in the future as populations grow and urbanize. The bright LED lights provide constant light, and a steady recirculating flow of nutrient-rich water keeps plants well fed. Grower Mitch Roper explains how.
The water goes in the channel through those little emitter tubes, and it flows at a slight grade past all the roots of the plants in the channel, and then into the drain and right back into the reservoirs.
Bloom says optimal growing conditions means they're able to get maximum flavor out of their greens.
But if you want to smell that, and so
it does smell very strong. Yeah.
So actually, the flavor in hydroponics is actually, if it's done well and right, is actually can be better or stronger.
The so far modest harvest of greens arrives at local markets like Pogue's Run and the Patichou Foundation within just a day of being plucked. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Ryan Delaney.